Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That right there still makes
you laugh. It's so good. All right, it is time to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking today. Today, your category is a holiday movie character. All right, so today, everyone that is playing for the following prize. Today's winner will win Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee whiskey, clear tote bag. So that is today's winner. If you win today, automatically qualified for the grand prize, which includes Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, Jack Daniel's cornhole set, Giant Jenga, original wood smoky chips, Gerhard's appliances, Weber Spirit 2 grill, and 55-inch smart TV. We appreciate Jack Daniel's and Gerhard's appliances for being part of this. All right, Hugh. So here's what we're going to do. We'll bring on people one by one. You get to ask us one yes or no question.
One question.
We will answer it to the best of our ability. And then you get a guess on the holiday movie character. Starting us off is Justin in Willow Grove. Justin, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, Justin. What do you got for us? What's your question?
Okay, I guess, is it live action?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go with Mr. Griswold.
That's a good guess.
Brian in Wilmington. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Brian. What's your question?
Is it, I was going to ask a question, but he already asked it, so I'm just going to guess who it is. Is it Cousin Eddie?
Right out the gate. Nailed it, Brian.
Boy, that was pretty quick.
Did
what
you,
made you think Cousin Eddie?
Did you have it in your head early, or did the did Hugh say a good guess on Griswold give it away?
No, I did have it early. My question was going to be, is it an animated character? And if you had said yes, I was going to go with the Heat Miser. But
oh, that would have been a good one. Yes. Yeah, well, congratulations, Brian. It is Cousin Eddie. The reason this came about and it got into Hugh's holiday sock is last week Hugh was walking around here dressed like Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, people were saying I was dressed like Cousin
Eddie. Well, you were. I mean, that's...
I was not. That's how I dress all the time.
You had a hat on and shorts and boots.
Yeah, I usually wear shorts, but I didn't have a clean pair today, so I had to throw some pajamas. But tomorrow, I'll probably wear some shorts if I feel like it.
Brian, good job, man. Congratulations.
Good guess.
And you got yourself a qualifying prize, and you're entered for the grand prize.
That was pretty fun.
You were dressed like Cousin Eddie last week. I mean,
I was not. Cousin Eddie was dressed like me. Because that's how I dress all the time.
But the movie came out in 1989.
Yeah, after I said it, I said, that don't sound
right. Yeah, I think you were more inspired by Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie dressed comfortable.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that.
Yeah, he dresses comfortable.
He does. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard to talk about all this Eagles stuff. And, of course, the Brandon Graham comments last night, A.J. Brown, and it goes on and on here. I can't wait to see how the Eagles respond to this, and I do think it's going to be big on Nick Sirianni to get this thing
They're gonna
on.
They're going to play many men at practice today.
But who's it for this time?
The team.
No, Jalen should walk out to it.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure A.J. Fields.
No, that's Sirianni's song.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, but it's not about him this week.
I'm pretty sure AJ feels some kind of way.
Find your end zone.
AJ feels some kind of way?
Yeah.
He started this.
No, technically Brandon started.
Nah, you missed a song. Who started the fire on Sunday? AJ
was asked a question. Brandon started the fire. I don't think that what AJ said got over a million hits. What Brandon said. That thing went nuclear last night.
Well, because I don't think anyone's ever seen a player rip a current teammate for that long.
No. It's like, remember when Kendrick Lamar's song came on? Everybody was like, have you heard new Kendrick Lamar song? It was like, did you hear what BG said about AJ? They're like, damn, he's flaming him.
Yeah, he did. But why did he do it? Because he felt he had
high.
To. No, because he felt he
was
had
high.
To.
He was
felt...
high. He was on the Percocet.
I can't wait to hear
Molly
what
Percocet.
Hugh's excuse tomorrow is. I mean, I can't wait to hear. Yesterday was the holidays.
Just go back to the holidays again.
Molly Percocet.
It is still the holidays.
I am going to use that excuse in real life.
What?
Why didn't you do this? It's the holidays.
The holidays.
I'm saying Percocet. Molly Percocet. It was Percocet.
All right, let's talk to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man. Hugh, I'm loving you today, brother.
I'm just saying, Big V, they don't like to think outside the box, man. I'm just giving them alternatives.
You're so far outside the box, you can't even see it anymore.
He's so far outside the box, he's in another state.
Yes, he is.
But, yeah, look, here's the thing. BG, yeah, he dry snitched.
I mean, he dry snitched. Haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, BG was dry snitching, but you know, I mean, but I think it did what needed to be done. I mean, it's got people talking. You know, we don't want to go through that like last year imploding. I mean, we got Pittsburgh coming up, and you know, these guys, if they got beef, they need to go outside with Nick, you know, have some picante, some vino, and grill it, beef up and eat it. Let's, you know, because we need a championship, man. Forget all this bull crap, forget all this divaism. And look, I gotta admit, he didn't say anything that we don't already know. Okay, there are lots of times we're looking at the game, the receivers are in the end zone doing jumping jacks, trying to get Jalen's attention, and he's just not clicking it. But he's working on it. But I guess the frustration is this. When is he going to get better at it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
And is it going to be in time? Well, Big V, I think you're right. I mean, I think it's interesting. Everyone can be right, even if they're wrong in this. Big V appreciates the phone call. Like, I don't think AJ's wrong to have frustration with the passing game. I have frustration with the passing game. Of course he would. He's out there running
laps. It's just
laps.
The way it was framed.
Yeah, right. It framed publicly, and then it opens the door of the whole thing this week about Jalen Hurts and his performance. I mean, today's story nationally is BG, right? But what was yesterday's story nationally? Jalen Hurts' struggles. And the soundbite with Jalen Hurts' struggles is AJ Brown saying passing. So, like, it's just – the story is, there's truth behind the story, Hugh. That's what I think it was last
that's
night.
That's why I got so much fire.
Yes.
And it kind of added, it gave people something to talk about, because now it's something. Because we all knew, we clearly knew, like Elliot talked about how it just felt different in the locker room. And when BG said what he did, it just kind of put a face on everything. It validated the parking sticker, if you will.
Well, I'm sure it didn't make Jalen happy to hear it. Let's hear from Jaws this morning. What would he feel if he was the quarterback and A.J. Brown said what he said?
I would have been pretty upset. I would have thought that through the years you develop a relationship with your teammates, but more importantly, your wide receivers, because you spend a lot of time with them, a lot of time discussing every nuance of the position. You know, there's just a lot of time you spend together, and you develop an amount of trust in each other. And you know, there's always disagreement. I mean, you're going to have disagreement. I argued with Harold Carmichael, Mike Wick all the time, but it was on the practice field. It was discussion of how we can get better. It wasn't said in a negative vein. It was a mutual respect we'd had for each other. And if you had something to complain about, you did it, you know, face to face. So that's probably the most troubling part to me is, you know, when I'm doing the post game show and the press conference, and you know, when you bring Jalen on camera and you bring AJ on camera, you would think they're sitting in a dentist chair ready to have root canal. You know, I'm expecting these guys to come on the field talking about celebrating Saquon Barkley's incredible season that he's having so far.
Yeah.
You know, beating a Carolina football team to you know, clinch a playoff spot. I'm expecting all positive, and what do I get? You know, what do we get from some players is negativity, and that you know, that's just not a good sign after a good hard fought win over a Carolina team that was very feisty.
So Jaws said something there that reminded me of last year, and we all want to not have this be anything like last year. But remember, they were miserable when they were winning last year.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot also said something this morning on the air with the morning show, saying that locker room at the end, on this past Sunday, they were down, even though they won the game. And remember Sirianni? What was Sirianni's message after the game about joy?
Enjoy the game.
I mean, he feels it. Like it shouldn't be like that. I know, like, they didn't play their best Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. So they can be critical of themselves and realize, like, that's not good enough. But they did win their ninth game in a row and clinched a playoff spot. This week doesn't sound like that.
Well, see, I don't think that was as egregious as you might feel it is, because I look at it like this. Okay, the ultimate goal is to make it to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate goal is to, when you talk to the offensive lineman, they want to try to do their best to get Saquon that rushing title. If I was in that locker room, I wouldn't feel good either, but it would be because I know I didn't play up to my capability. Now, you take joy in the win, But as a former player, you're looking at it and you're thinking to yourself, maybe we don't have too many of these tune-ups left. And for us to be this late in the season and we're still trying to figure out our identity, that's frustrating. I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that even if none of this would have happened, the storyline would have been the Eagles' anemic passing game. Especially, like just think about the storyline, folks. Jared Goff had a game where they won, where he threw 13 straight pass completions. 13 of them things. And we are sitting here talking about the week before how good we are. We could barely beat the Carolina Panthers. And we didn't throw for over 100 yards. And we're talking about being a Super Bowl contender. That's what the story is. But now it's wrapped in all this negativity. It's wrapped in all this, BG said, yada, yada, yada. But the bottom line is this. We're trying to get to Louisiana. And in order for us to get to Louisiana, whether it was said or whether it needs to be addressed, whatever, we need to be better in the passing game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. And AJ felt it. Jalen felt it. Brandon put faces to names or whatever you want to say. The bottom line is this. That's the ultimate goal, and that's what we need to focus on. So if it takes that, Brandon saying what he's saying, for them cats to go down there and sit down and talk about what they – go for it. But the bottom line is this. We're trying to get to Louisiana. We're trying to get to Louisiana.
I mean, we got a bus trip to go on.
We got to, yeah. That part.
Yeah, that's the best part. John in Vineland's up. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I got a couple of points. So, one, the passing game. You know, obviously, I feel like, you know, Jalen's definitely missing receivers. But, you know, there was a play, I want to say, in the third quarter, second and two. Jalen wound up taking a sack. But, you know, I was at the game, and all the receivers are running deep routes. Nobody's running a crossing route. There's no short route. There's no outlet pass. And I feel like that's been something that we've been seeing a lot out of this offense this year. You know, and yeah, things like that are going to help breed, you know, discontent. You know, and then, you know, Hugh keeps saying that receivers are different kinds of people. You know, as a receiver, you know, you're running every play. You're running. Right, the ball may not. You know, the ball's not coming to you. You know, it's a running play, or you're wide open and the quarterback can't get it to you, or he doesn't see you. It's very frustrating to play that position, and down after down after down, knowing what you're capable of, and you're not able to contribute the way that you want to contribute to the game. You know, that's why it's different at offensive linemen. You're contributing the way you can contribute every single play. As a receiver, you know, running off a safety in a corner, yeah, you're contributing, but you're not really contributing the way that you feel that you can contribute. And it gets frustrating.
I'm sure, John, I'm sure it is. I mean, especially when you're wide open and you realize, like,
and you're a receiver of his caliber.
But they're winning, John. That's the other element to this. It's like, if they were losing, I understand the idea that, hey, if we did this different, I can help us win. They won. I mean, they haven't lost the game since September, and we got the wide receiver upset.
No, I'm sure he's happy that they're winning. I just think that he sees what we see, that the offense, you know, the passing game could be better.
Sure.
You know, and it's not just a Jalen thing. I think it's also a Kellen Moore thing with the way he's scheming his passing routes. You know, and, you know, so I can see why AJ gets frustrated.
Oh, I can't, John, I can't too. I think we'd all be frustrated. I mean, I've said this a couple times the last couple of days. It's 3 hours of cardio for AJ. He's just running around.
He's got a 3 hour
cardio. He's just running around. Like, the ball's not coming to him. It's incredible how little he gets targeted the last few weeks because they've run it so successfully, and Jalen's just not throwing the football for whatever reason. All right, 215-592-9494. We will finish up with your phone calls. We almost forgot to do something, though. It is a Tuesday, Hugh Douglas.
Tuesday.
That means we do something every week. We eliminate a new NFL team from the postseason picture. It's called Kiss the Baby.
It's time to kiss the baby.
Kiss the baby. This is starting to get hard.
Yeah, right? Well, I got bad news for you, Hugh.
Yeah, another team.
Let me just, I'll set the stage here.
Why you ain't got to set the stage? I know what's happening.
Well, no, because the audience might be tuning in to Kiss the Baby for the first time.
Why are you putting people in our family business?
Well, now I'm airing out dirty laundry.
We do kind of publicly broadcast our family business.
Yep, that's
the radio
right.
Station.
All right, so
yeah, I missed another one.
Yeah, damn, if you don't eliminate a team before they are mathematically eliminated from NFL postseason contention, they're stuck in your playoff picture.
Oh.
So when you put it all together at the end of the season, you are going to have this team that you forgot to eliminate in your postseason picture. So teams that are eliminated right now, Jacksonville Jaguars, New York Giants, Vegas Raiders, New England Patriots, New York Jets, the Cleveland Browns, and another team that has now found its way onto Hugh's playoff picture with the Jags, the Tennessee Titans.
Ooh.
So, Hugh, you have now forgotten to eliminate the Jags and the Titans.
I'm glad y'all getting a kick out of this. I ain't the only one.
It's pretty funny, man.
I ain't the only one. It's going to go the other way for y'all soon.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, because the Rams are alive. They're alive, okay. And they're kicking.
All right. I mean,
they're alive.
Go ahead. Some will dispute whether that's worse than having the Vikings out of your playoff picture from week one.
Well, yeah,
I would contend.
They rolled to 11.
I would contend it's not more embarrassing than forgetting about the Jags and the Titans. But,
well, I was saving them for last. You know, I thought I was being creative.
You just waited a little bit too late, buddy.
To circumvent those rules.
All right. Yeah. Well, without further ado, Hugh Douglas, you are first this week.
I'll take, let me make sure I ain't eliminate them the last time. The Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
Colts out of Hugh's playoff picture in the AFC. All right, so Hugh takes out the Colts. Kyle?
And I lucked out this week because I needed to. There's a team that's facing elimination this week that I had not eliminated yet, but both you guys already had them. And Hugh took the Colts this week. I'm eliminating the Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati.
Ooh, okay, that's a good one. Yeah, I think
even with
their win, they're not going to make it. They've had too many losses. All right, so I'm going to make my first chop from the NFC West. I got to take a position here on who's not going to win it. It's close.
Changes every week.
I know, but I am officially after Sunday going to eliminate the Arizona Cardinals. They're going to come up short, not make the postseason. I think they're going to end up around third or fourth in the division, and I don't think with their conference record they're good enough for a wild card. So Arizona. Out.
You can see that for our guy Gannon.
Out of the playoff picture. I'll eliminate them this week. All right. We do it again next week and we see who is still in Hugh's playoff bracket next week that is out.
I mean, the AFC is so much worse than the NFC. Just when you look at like the elimination scenarios and who's been eliminated already.
Yep.
I mean, I guess maybe that speaks to more of like the West and the South being up for grabs.
But the NFC just seems to have more teams.
More
that
teams
are in
contention.
Yeah, in it. I guess also less horrendous teams, right? Who's horrendous in the NFC? Giants, Panthers, I guess.
Horrendous.
I mean, the Panthers aren't even like horrendous anymore. They're frisky now.
There's quite a few horrendous AFC
Panthers.
Teams. Like the Raiders are horrendous. The Jets are horrendous. They haven't won a game since like third week of the season. I mean, they're terrible. Let's go to TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What do you think of TR?
Hey, I think this drama stuff, man. I think there's something going on personal between AJ and him inside the locker room. Because I really feel like, how you going to miss your main man? That's like somebody not, McNair not throwing the ball to T.O. if he was open all the time. They got something going on, man. I wish they stopped it, man. We trying to win the Super Bowl, man. Like all this drama, all this diva crap, man, it's just bad for the chemistry for the team and all that. You know what I mean? And I'm with Brandon. Whatever Brandon said with the Eagles, I'm down what he says, man.
I'm on team Brandon, too. T.R., if he felt he had to say it, there's a reason.
See, this is...
Yeah, exactly my point. So it's like, chill out, man. Let's just go beat this game. And as far as you, we said we barely beat the Panthers. We needed some work like that. They was our sparring partners for the Steelers in Detroit. We needed that hard work.
I got you.
I'm glad we had a hard, rough game like that to make us buckle down and tighten up and get our heads in order, get our heads in the game.
I hope that's the case, TR. I really hope. I hope you dead on with this one, man. I really do.
Yeah, so do I. And other than that, man. I just hope him and Jalen get their heads together, man. Because nobody can stick him in the world. So how you gonna knock him? Throw it to him. Nobody can run with AJ, and he's not making him his main man, his main target.
It is wild. You consider how good he is and how little he gets thrown the football. Mateo, you're right. You're right about that. Oh, it's great. Tom and Exton, what's up, Tom?
Hey guys, how we doing?
Good, Tom. What's up?
You know, I got to talk about something, and it starts with this. 2023. Because everybody keeps going back to that. 10-1, we knew it didn't feel good, right? And what's the difference between 2023 and 2024 to me, particularly when it relates to Jalen and AJ? The old guard is gone. Kelsey's gone. Cox is gone. And now, so the last pillar, this final pillar of the old guard, who, mind you, isn't an active player on the roster, is spouting off to a live audience who's 10 years older than the two guys who are beefing. I mean, come on. Give me a break. You can't tell me that that's not a fair point to make. Does he know not only to mention a guy the opposite side of the football? Hugh, who were the closest you were with on the team when you were playing for the Birds?
All of them played defense, bro. Everybody I was cool with played defense.
Yeah, yeah. And when who competes in practice? Who gets beefing? Who starts jiving and joking? Who doesn't know you the best, the offense?
I mean, y'all was cool with some offensive linemen, but most of the guys, like, they were people I was close to. Donovan, we were cool, but, like, the receivers and everything, I'm better friends now with Todd Pinkston than I was when we actually played because, the dynamic has changed. But I get what you're saying.
And so, you know, I think we all got to pump our brakes and ask ourselves, how legitimate is what BG is saying? Can we read into it the way that everybody's freaking out about? I think it's a classic case. You know, why did we fall off in the rails in 2023? Hugh, you made this point of a week or so ago. You know, these guys who are kind of the older, more mature, the leaders, Kelce, BG, sometimes it doesn't fall in the right ears, and it falls the wrong way, and you can lose a team that way.
So, Tom, I think it's an interesting point. Can I just present maybe the other side of the coin?
Go ahead,
like, you
please.
Might be dead right on this. There's also a theory in my head that last year they let the two of them try to figure it out on their own more. Like, all right, you guys, it's a little weird. You do it your way, maybe, and then it fell off the rails. And now BG's sitting there like, we wasted last year. I got to speak up. Like, I'm not letting you guys, like, grow up. He said that one. I think he used the term grow up last night. Like, that strikes me as an older guy looking at the young guy saying, you guys got to stop this, whatever this is, and grow up because we're not doing this again.
There's a point where the intervening hands maybe grip a little too tight.
Sure.
And maybe those hands, the surgeon, maybe his hands are a little weary. Maybe the scalpel isn't going to hit exactly the way it should. And I think BG missed here. I mean, it's clear. He apologized. You know, he took responsibility. And hats off to him trying to be a leader and help the team. But, geez, you know, I think we're driving a wedge in a ship that feels a lot better than last year.
It does. It's, well, but much better defense. Yeah, and it's an interesting analogy, Tom. Appreciate it. To wrap the analogy up, I mean, the issue is that we need surgery on the passing game, right? Like, if it needs to
be more surgical,
yeah,
if anything.
Right. If there's a scalpel here and there's a surgeon, then that means we have a problem that needs to be fixed, which is the passing game. That's the one area, don't we all agree, the passing game needs to be better?
Yeah, it does.
However,
and that's the thing that we feel that's going to hold us back if we don't make it to the Super Bowl. That's the one area that we feel like that's going to be the problem.
Yeah, it is. All right. We'll see what happens the rest of the day. But a lot of drama around here the last couple days.
The drama. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Excuses, too, from Hugh last couple days.
I'm not making excuses. I'm trying to be profound.
Profound?
That's the word I chose to use in this setting.
Okay.
I can't even get it out now. Yeah, that's the word I choose to use.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we'll unpack it all tomorrow. All right. After